Ryokyu Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for November 13th. How can we live more playfully? How the joyful future will come? The future is something that we can create playfully. How this we can develop attitude, this kind of attitude to the life. At first, when you look at the people, look at only the potential point of view, only the possibility point of view. Everybody, each single person has infinite potential. How we can only try to see naturally only this aspect of the other person? It's easy. If you mainly have that wishing for that person's good future, joyful future, it automatically reflect to as you only look at the potential, that person's point of view. Of course, this potential, the infinite potential, is the Buddha nature of that person that we all share. If you are looking only the potential point of view of that person, it means that at the same time you are looking at your own potential point of view. You are looking only the possibility, and you are only looking at that joyful future of yourself. Subconsciousness, your subconsciousness, cannot judge whether it is to yourself or to others. It has both directions at the same time. There's no only for yourself or only for others. When you look at the person's potential point of view, the possibility of point of view, the joyful future point of view, you, at the same time, you are looking your potential, your joyful future. The joyful future are created by the playful heart, not something serious heart, not something that the attitude of boring adult. Look at all the creation of artwork or invention are done by the playful heart. Creation is always come from the playful heart, which we call Yushin in Japanese. This heart is like a child that you are expecting that excitement of the future and really excited to it, what's going to happen. and looking at future like this, and you heard this clearly when you were in childhood. Looking forward for tomorrow's, what are you going to pray for? And regain or bring this playful heart back. How? By wishing the good future of yourself and others equally. If you wish for others, automatically you're wishing for yourself. And if your wish is strong, you believe it. If your wish is tremendously, really strong, you start believing it. And you stop, not going to have other option in your subconsciousness. Don't give any space except enjoying the future, good future, even before it happens. And moment to moment, if you enjoy it, it will happen by same attitude to look at others. How do you look at others? How do you look at the world? Is how do you look at yourself? And how do you look is how are you create the future. What in what attitude you are looking is in how you are creating the future. Even the same situation of the life, someone can look very negative. Someone can look no excitement and boring, but someone can even look joyfully by looking for the future with a playful heart. Once you have looking at the infinite potential of others and yourself and the world, this is connected to the heart of the praise to the others, to yourself, to the world. And yes, this is come from the heart of praising the Great Spirit. The praise are one coin of joy. Joy and praise are the one coins of each other. That's why the human being feel joy when she or he are praised. Heart of the praise is there's no need reason not to praise or to praise, because if you look at the infinite potential of the world, infinite potential of others, infinite potential of yourself, and infinite possibility of the future, there's no other option but praise, because there is the infinite creation exist as a majestic power of the Great Spirit. And if this come from your deep wish, this comes from deep faith, and this comes from your deep joy of the heart. Let's pray the life with joy. Thank you.